ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Baruch Ries. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Eliran Menachemov, Bizchus, Shani Rachel Bas Orna, Yael Bas Orna, and Eliran Gavriel Ben Orna.
Maseches Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Vav Omid Aleph. We are starting from the bottom of Ayin Hey Omid Beis. So in Ayin Hey Omid Beis, the Gemara wants to make Yalfusa, just like by your wife, Eim Ima Asura. That means if you go up by your wife two generations, so her mother and her mother's mother is an erva. So by a man, you should also go up two generations. So his mother and his mother's mother should be an erva midiraisa. And we know that a mother's mother is only a shniyas midrabanan. It's not an erva midiraisa. That's the Gemara's kasha. So we see from this Gemara, this goes back to yesterday's shiur. We see from this Gemara that l'chayr, the gzeirah shav of heina heina zima zima, the way Rashi learned it over here was that we carry over the zima from bas ishtoi to his own bitoi, and then we learn bitoi directly from chamoisoi. So now we understand, since there's a gzeirah shav of zima zima that teaches you that his own offspring, his own bitoi me'anusosai, is learned from chamoisoi, so let's learn out. Just like Eim Chamoisi is Osir, so by him also we should learn out that Eim Imoy is Osir. Mash Ein Kain, if you learn the second shot that the Marshal says it's Meduik from Rashi and Yevomis, and the Marshal wanted to understand why Rashi over here didn't learn it, that the Gzeirah Shav of Zima Zima is just coming to tell us that just like the Sreifa by Bas Bita, so we learn out Heina Heina, that just like Bas Bita Yisreifa, the same thing is Bas Bita Yisreifa. So there's no Gzeirah Shav at all from his own shared Didei to Isha V'ima. So maybe that's why Rashi in our sugya learned, not like he did in Yevamos, and he learned that the Gzeirah Shav is from his own share to Chamoisai, and that's Pshat Megemara's Kasha over here. So the Gemara concludes that according to Abaya, you have a Miyat Mufurish, that excludes Eim Imoy, and according to Rava, because you have a Pircha and Gzeirah Shav. But after everything, we do need a reason why the Torah was Machmir on Eim Chamoisai, your Shviga's mother, more than Eim Imoy. Of course, your Eim Imoy is closer to you, it's a blood relative, than Eim Chamoisai. So the Meiri says that don't ask such a question. How could it be that Eim Imoy is not Minatayra and Eim Imoy Shel Ishtay is Minatayra? So the Meiri says the Torah was Yardal Asayv Daitan Shel Briyos, and whatever is more motzi to be choyte, hifligo b'isura yoyser. So therefore, the Torah understood that there is more of a taiva, more yetzahara, maybe for somebody who's not your blood, your mother's mother. Now the Miri explains, what about your mother? The mother, Zokta Miri, mitoich shemotzi b'kat nusoy liyoyz ima b'kir of basor, hotzucho lichtoy ves onshoy. Because already from 9 years old, he's already mechuyev. That's how the Miri understands. So really, it's a kasha, and the explanation is that it's more motzi lachtoi. Now, in the Tshuvas HaRadvaz says, a svara, chelik alef shesim and shunun beis, that by Eim Imoy, the Torah wasn't choshish so much, because it's not Yitzroi Toikvoi, because she is for sure much older than him. She's a skena, because it's his mother's mother. Mash Enkein, his shviga's mother, could be really the same age as her, because it could be that he married the shviga's daughter when she was a ktana, when she was one day old, and therefore the Eim Chamoisai might not be that old at all. So that's how the Radvaz understands it. But I must quote to you Rav Shamshon of Ol Hirsch in Parshas Kedoshim. Gives a whole arichis, and it's something, it's very, very kedai to see. And he says that this Torah is stressing over here in the punishment of arayis, the institution of marriage. And he's saying the institution of marriage by Yidin is completely equal, v'hoyu l'basar echad, to those of blood relationships. A stepmother, an eishes av, is a mother. A daughter-in-law is like a daughter. A daughter-in-law, kalosa yiskila, and daughter is only sreifa, and according to one man, skila is more chomer than sreifa. A mother-in-law is also a mother. And to the institution that the Torah says that Eim Chamois is an Erva, but Eim Imoi is only a Shnia. So therefore, what he's trying to say is that Arayis Machmas Ishus, when you get married, the Torah wants to tell you that this has the Chomer of your own relatives, and sometimes even more Chomer. Now, just to be mashlim, the Ramban in Vayikra that we said in last year, Vayikra Yud Ches Yud Zayin, says the reason why it says Zima by Isha and by Bita V'Isha is because Zima is a Machshava Ra, and the Ramban says that if when one lives with his wife, it's possible that he's going to be thinking about her mother or her daughter, Bavur Kirvosam V'Dimyoinam, and therefore the Shechiva of both of them is going to be a Zima. So now, according to that, we understand why Eim Chamoisei could be more Chomer than his own Kroivim. Now, the Gemara continues over here on Daf Ayin Heyamid Beis on the bottom. It brings a Machloikis of Doin Mino Umino and a Mandamer that holds Doin Mino V'Uki Ba'asra. The way Rashi is Masber over here, the machloikis would be both by a gzeris shava and by a hekish. Anytime you're learning A from B, the question is, do you have to learn out everything from B? Since B is the melamed and A is the lamed, so the lamed has to be learned out from the melamed and all the dinim from the melamed have to be carried over? Or do you say, no, the ikar din, I learn out the lamed from the melamed, and afterwards I can learn the lamad from itself. I don't have to learn out from the melamed. So the din is sai by a hekesh, sai by gzeris shava. In Rashi and Zvachim Tzadik Aleph Amid Beis, it's mefurish that it's both by gzeris shava and a hekesh. And that's what the Marsha says in Bava Kama Chof Hey Amid Beis, brings a raya from Lashon Rashi over there. Now the Marsha brings over there that the Marshal in Bava Kama says, Eze Talmud Toya Higia Kain. It's a mistake in Rashi. The Iker Kashi is from a Gzeres Shava, because only by a Gzeres Shava you say it, but by a Hekish you don't say it. Now, what should be the Svara that you should only say it by a Gzeres Shava, not by a Hekish? So, if you look at the Shita Mekubetzes in Bava Kama, the Chafayim in Beis, B'Shem Arosh, the Loshna Arosh is Hatam, the Leishayach Be'Akesha Doin Mino. The kivan da akshinu krola hadodi kol shekain the hekish halomad atzmoi ki hecha de hukish lamalamit aval gzeris shava ani oisa halomit ki ilu nekar mikan v'nichtav etzel hamalamit ulakach yesh lahakl by kol dine hamalamit. So the svara the Rosh says is that by gzeris shava it's like the Laman is Nekar. You take it out from its place and you put it by the Malamed. So therefore, you have to say Doi Mino Mino. You have to say you learn out all the Dinim from the Malamed. By Hekish, since the Torah was Makish the Laman to the Malamed, so Kol Shekain, the Laman is Hukish to itself. So therefore, you could say Doi Mino Mino. Interesting that the Birchas HaZevach HaMenachas Daf Kuf Zayin writes exactly the opposite. The Dafka by Gzeres Shava, you could say Doin Mino V'Uki Ba'asra, because you look at it the other way, the Malamed is said by the Lamad. And therefore, once the Malamed is said by the Lamad, so now the Lamad has all the dinim that the Lamad has for itself. That's what Uki Ba'asra means. But when you're learning from a Hekish, so the whole Hekish, the whole Lialfus of a Hekish is, you're learning the Lamed from the Malamed. You're being Makish the Lamed to the Malamed. So therefore, over there, you're going to have to say, Doi Mino Mino. So we have three Shitas. One Shita that Doi Mino, the Machloikis is both by a Hekish, both by Gzeres Shava. One Shita is that it's only by Gzeres Shava and not by a Hekish. And one Shita is that it's only by Gzeres Shava the other way, that it's only by Gzeres Shava. He's saying, Doi Mino V'Uki Ba'asra. And that's the Birchas HaZevach. And the Rosh is that only by Gzeres Shava you say, Doi Mino Mino. Now, according to all the Svaras that we're saying over here, the Machloikis is only going to be as much as you're learning out from a Gzeres Shava or of a Hekish. Either way, what is the gather of the Limud? L'man d'amr doin mino mino. You can't learn out that the Lamed should be more than the Malamed. And if you hold doimino bokibasa, you could. But let's say you hold doimino mino, but you have a different kal v'chaymer, let's say, to learn that the lamat should have a din that is more chomer than the malamed. So therefore, you would say it's okay because I'm not learning from the gzeira shava is doimino mino. But I have a different yalfusa, yalfusa from a kal v'chaymer, to tell me that the lamat has a different din than the malamed. But if you look at the Shita Mekubetzes above a comma with the Enchafayim and Beis, the Divrei Amaskel Begilyon HaToisves, he writes, B'shem the Maram, that Doi Mino Umino Havi Miut, Ulafuke Mikal V'choymer Oso. That means Doi Mino Umino is not just, you can't learn out more from the Gzeirah Shava. Doi Mino Umino means is a Miut, and you it's Mimait, it's coming to exclude that you can't learn out any other Yalfusa at all. That's the chiddush that it says over there in the Shita. So the Gemara continues that let's learn out, just like since we're learning out Scharim Knekevis, so let's now learn out Knekevis Kischarim. That means Sher Ishtoi should be like She'eroi. So just like by your own daughter, so your own son, your own daughter-in-law, Kalosoi, is Aser to you, so therefore your wife's daughter-in-law should be Aser to you. So why, and we know that Eishes Chargoy means your wife's daughter-in-law is not Aser, it's Mutter Adam Be'eishes Chargoy. So then the Gemara goes into the whole Yalfus over here, Doimino Mino, Doimino Vuki Ba'asra, and the Gemara has a Miut. So now the question is like this, what was the Havamin of the Gemara to learn out that your wife's Kala should be Aser to you, just like your Kala? What Shaykhus does it have? So you learn Gzeirah Shava, you learn Gzeirah Shava. But the Ohr Sameach wants to say over here that the Havamin of the Gemara was, and it was the Shaka V'Tari of the Gemara, what is the Isser of Kalosoi? The Gemara and the Havamin thought that Kalosoi is like your daughter, like we spoke out, marriage to your son, she becomes like your daughter. So the Gemara understood, the same way by your own son, his wife is considered like your daughter. Your daughter-in-law is your daughter. So therefore, your wife's daughter-in-law will have a din like her daughter. So just like by your daughter-in-law, she's also to you, she's an erva deraisa because like your daughter. So since arayis, al yidei ishus, like we said, through marriage, is like your own arayis. So therefore, your wife's daughter-in-law will be like your daughter. That was the Havin of the Gemara. So the Ohr Sameach says, what's the Maskonus HaGemara? The Maskonus HaGemara is that a daughter-in-law is not Aser because she's a, like a daughter. That's not the Pshat and Isser of a daughter-in-law. The Isser of a daughter-in-law is a new Isser called Eishes Bincha. And Eishes Bincha is only Aser by Bincha. Eishes Bincha, the wife of your son. Masha'en came, the wife of you, the wife of your daughter's son, which has no shaykhis to you, is not Aser als Kalosoi. So that's the chiddush that the Ohr Sameach says. So now we go to the next shtickel, Gemara, Bitei Me'anusasim Inayin. Abaye says, you learn it out from Kal V'Chaymer. Albas Bitei Onesh Al Bitei Le'kol Shekein. And the Gemara asks, Akasha V'chiyoin Shemin Adin. So the Gemara answers, Gili Milsim Alma. And Rava learns it from Exeris Shavu. Tosis speaks out that, of course, Abaye holds from the Gzeirah Shavah, but Abaye is saying that you don't need the Gzeirah Shavah over here. Abaye says, Gili Milsim Alma, you don't need the Gzeirah Shavah. And Rava doesn't hold from Gili Milsim Alma. So what is the machlokes between Abaye and Rava? So on the Gemara Nun Dalet Amen Aleph before, the Gemara says, V'kamiflagi b'plukta d'Abaye v'Rava mar sover ein shemen adin, o mar sover ein ein shemen adin. It seems that the machlokes is of Einshim and Adin or not. And Rashi says, this is the machlokes Abaye v'Rava by us. Now, it comes out from Rashi, the machlokes between Rav and Abaye is Rava holds that the reason why I don't hold from Abaye is because ain't Einshim and Adin. And you can't learn out from a Kal V'Chaymer even though it's a Gili Milsa. And Abaye says, no, since it's not called, it's a Gili Milsa, therefore, you don't need Einshim and Adin. So the Ramah speaks out, that's good for the Machloikis Abaye and Rava. A Kal V'Chaymer, that's a gather of Gili Milsa, do you say Einshim and Adin or not? Now the question over here is, so what's the Tam HaMachloikis? So the Sanhedrin Tana says that the Machloikis is, what's the reason from Ein Einshim and Adin? We have, the Marsha says before on Samach Dalet, that the reason for Eoin Shem and Adin is because since the Aveira, the second Aveira, is more chomer than the first Aveira, so maybe the prescription, the Einish, for this Aveira is a more chomerdik Einish. So you can't give this person the Einish HaKal, because maybe that's not going to be Mechaper on him. So therefore, Eoin Shem and Adin, when there's a Kal V'chomer, Eoin Shem and Adin. So in that case, even by a Gili Milsa, let's say over here by Bitoy. Bitoy is more chomer than Bas Bitoy. So if Bitoy is more chomer than Bas Bitoy, maybe the Einish of Bitoy is more chomer than the Einish of Bas Bitoy. So what does it help me Gili Milsa? But since it's a Kal V'chomer, so you'll still say Eoin Shem and Adin. That's what Rav will hold. Masha'en Kein Abaye. Abaye will not hold like the Masha. Abaye will hold that the reason why Eoin Shem and Adin is because maybe there's a pircha on a Kal V'chomer. Because any time you're making a Alfusa, you can't give an Einish based on a Alfusa. So if Dem Zokta Baya, very, very, very Gishmak. Over here, Bas Bitoy is only Osir Mikoyach Bitoy. So I know for sure that Bitoy is Osir. There can't be a Pircha on that. There's a Gili Milsa. That if the, why Bas Bitoy is Osir because of Bitoy, so therefore Bitoy is for sure Osir. So in that case, it wouldn't pass the Din of Einoin Shem Nadin. Rashi himself asks the Kasha, why is this different from the Gemara in Makkos? The Gemara in Makkos says, "Ervas achois chabas avichoi basi mecho, ein li al achois basi vech avicha shloi basi mecho, basi of imecho that's not bas avicha. That means a half sister, either a sister from your father, a sister from your mother. How do we know achois bas avavoi bas imoi? So we need to have. So the Gemara says a kal v'chomer. The Gemara ain't noin shem adin. So we need to have a pasuk, a special pasuk. So why is that different than Bitoy? Why don't you say Gili Milsa Ba'alma? So Rashi says that by Achoisei Bas Aviv Ubas Imai, that is a special kurva. That's a different kind of kurva than a half sister. A full sister is not two halves put together. A full sister is a different kurva than a half sister. So therefore, you can't say that a half sister is going, if a half sister is also, why is a half sister also? Because it's deriving its sources from a full sister. No, a half sister is a korva if they are, and a full sister is a whole different darga of a korva. It's a different type of korva. Mash enkein a bas bita is only possible because of bitoy. So therefore, the source of the iser from bas bitoy comes from bitoy. That's how Rashi is masber over here. Toysis and Mechoyris, Yudalan and Medbeis, says differently. He says, by Achoysoi, the reason why you don't say Gili Milsa, because since the Pasuk tells me, Beferish, Moiledes Bais, Moiledes Chutz, so it's talking about Bas Imoy alone and Bas Aviv alone, so maybe the Pasuk is coming to tell me, Dafka, in that case, it's Chayiv, and it's coming as a Miut. It's coming as a miyut, so it's not saying like Rashi's saying. Now the Rambam poses for us a problem, because the Rambam in Pilchus Isuri Bir Perek Beis Halacha Vav, the Rambam says a bal isha derech snus, that's bitay menu sasoi, v'hoylid mimenu bas oise abas erva lo mishum bitay, v'afal pishaloi nema b'toyre ervas bitcha lo isagala me'acha she'osar bas abas shosak min abas. So the Rambam seems to be passing like Abaye, that since the Torah says that Bas Bita is also, so there's a Kal V'chomer, Einoin Shem Adin, Gili Milsa Ma'alma. So the Rambam seems to be passing like Abaye. So the Ramach over here in the Haggah says, Tomuze, why are you passing like Abaye? The Halach is like Rava. Why did the Rambam passing like Abaye? So the Noi Debi Yehuda says in Choshe Mishpat Simen Samach that we have a Gemara in Ayin Dalet Amin Aleph that the Gemara says that Oivik Kechav Rav Shimei Yechoy Oimer Oivik Kechav Nitin Latzilu Benafshi Mekal V'Choymer, and he learns that out of a Kal V'Choymer, and the Gemara asks V'Chi Oin Shemin Adin. So the Gemara says Kosovar Oin Shemin Adin. So Tosis says over there Leidomi La Oin Shemin Adin. The fligu ba abaye v'rova l'kam and perak and isrofim kideprishes. So Tosis is very cryptic. What Tosis means over here? So the Noi de Yehuda learns that the pshat in this gemara is that this is a gili milsa. The gemara doesn't mean to say kasavar einshem and adin. So what Tosfos means to say is this is the exact same case of Abai and Rava, that Madach by a Pkam Hed Yitnit Latzil Benafshoi, a Pkam to the Ebishta Gavoya is a Gil, it's a Gili Milsa, that of course a Pkam Gavoya will also be Nitin Latzil Benafshoi. So it's a Gili Milsa, and that's why you hold Oinshem Adin. So Zoktanoi de Yehuda, the Rambam held, we have a Mufurish Gemara and Ayin Dalad that we hold like Abai over here, that Gili Milsa, you say Oinshem Adin. So that's why the Rambam paskind over here, that Gili Milsa, you say Oinshem Adin. What do you do with the Kasha that the Halacha is always like Rava Chutz Miyal Kegam, and this is not one of these cases? So Noi de Yehuda says, since there's no Nafkamina Ladina Klau, according to everyone, it's Osir. It's just a question of Eals Exerishava or Al Skili Mil. So therefore, it doesn't have to do with the Machloikas Abai and Rava. That's the way the Noi de Yehuda learns. But the Ar Sameach wants to say over here a whole new pshat in the Rambam. Why the Rambam passings like Abaya? Because if you look at the Hemshech of the Rambam says like this, Lefikach, Haba al Bitei Minisuasai, Chayiv Shtayim, Mishum Bitei, Umishum Ervas Isha Ubito. So Bitei Minisuasai, got married, had a daughter, there's two, you Chayiv twice, one, you Chayiv Achat, is two Chatois, if it was Beshoigig, one al Zbitei, because of Gili Milsa, it's Bitei, and one al Ervas Isha Ubito. So the Or Sameach. So the Ravid argues. We're not going to see the Ravid over here. So the Or Sameach. If you hold like Abaya that it's a Gili Milsa. So now we have two separate parshas according to Abaya. There's a parsha of Ervas Isha Ubita. That's the wife's daughter. And then there's a parsha of your own daughter, which is learned from your own grandchild with a Kal V'Chaim with a Gili Milsa. So we have two separate Shemis. So it's very good why the Rambam holds that from these two separate parshas, two separate Shemis, you get Shtayim. But if the Rambam would have passed in the Gzeirah Shava like Rava, so the Gzeirah Shava is telling me that just like the same Shem that by Bas Ishtoi there's a Chiv Sreifa, so by Bita there's also a Chiv Sreifa. So there's no two Shemis over here, so the Rambam wouldn't be able to say Chayiv Shtayim. So the Nafkamina passing like Abaya is Chayiv Shtayim. What the Or Sameach doesn't answer is, so now that there's an Afkamina Lalocha, so now the Rambam should have for sure paskin like Rava and not like Abai. And it won't work with the Noi de Yehuda's Pshat because there's no Afkamina Lalocha. Of course, there is going to be an Afkamina Lalocha over here. So if you look at Rav Shach on that Rambam over here in the Avi Ezri, Rav Shach goes with the same Derech of the Or Sameach, but he asks the Kasha, so why doesn't the Rambam paskin like Rava? So he says that if you look at the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos and Lav Shin Lamed Vav, the Rambam brings both limudim. He brings Abai's limud, Kal V'Chomer, and he brings Rava's limud of Gzeirah Shavah. If you look at the Rambam's Lashon. So the Rav Shach wants to say like this, Avada, the Rambam is passing like Rava that you need to have Gzeirah Shavah. And a Gili Milsa is not enough. No, the Rambam holds that once you have the Gzeirah Shavah, what does the Gzeirah Shavah teach me? The Gzeirah Shavah teaches me now that Bita is Bechlau, the Pasuk of Bas Mitcha. Now it's like it says it Mufurish in the Pasuk. So now the Rambam could say Chayiv Shtayim. Without the Gzeirah Shavah, I wouldn't know that there's an Issa from Bita Bechlau. Because I don't pass like Abai that Gili Milsa is enough. But once I have the Gzeirah Shavah, and with the Gzeirah Shavah, I know that Bita is an Erev also. Now I say that Bita is included in the Erev of Bas Bita. So therefore I could say Chayiv Shtayim, Chayiv once als Bita, and Chayiv the second time als Bas Ishtoi. Now the Ravid asks on the Rambam, Elu Ashnayim Einoi Elo Lekovrei Ben Rishoyim Gemurim. He says, what's the Rambam saying? Albeit it's Einis Achalissa, so it's only Lekovrei Ben Rishoyim Gemurim. So the Ravid is a Pella, the two Yisurim Achal B'Vasachas. You go ahead and you have a daughter from your wife, so that lady is now at simultaneously Bitei Bas Ishtoi. So why shouldn't you be Mechoyiv twice? So Lecha Mishnah says Pshat, that the Ravid holds, if you marry your wife and you have a daughter, there's no two Shemus, there's no Bitei over here. The whole thing is Bas Ishtoi. Bitei, you're not Chayiv in such a case, because the case of Bitei in the Torah is only Bitei minus Manusasoi. Bitei minus Huasoi is Bas Ishtoi. Even though it's a Kal V'Chomer of Eim Asir Min Adin. So the only time you're going to be chayiv shtayim, zokt v'lecha mishta, that's what the ravid holds, is if you were ma'anis and isha and you had a bat, so she be, that girl is now osal's bitay, and then you married anusosai, so now she's also going to be osal's bas ishtay, that's einis achal isa, so it's only nafkaminim l'kayv rebe rishon gemurim. So what did the Rambam hold? To argue on the ravid, the Rambam says, we'll hold that it's not shaykh in such a case, eimasir min adin. Because when a person marries an Isha and he has a daughter from that Isha, there are two separate shemes that are chal on that daughter. One shame is she's a daughter of your wife. The second shame is that she's your daughter. And we know from the Gzeirah Shava or from the Gili Milsa that that's an erva b'fnei atzmoi. So you have two separate shemes that are happening simultaneously. And that's called... That's cool that you could be chayiv shtayim. It's different. Let's say from achoisei, you have achoisei bas aviv is one chiyuv, achoisei bas imay is another chiyuv. Achoisei that's both bas aviv bas imay is not it's not the same thing as bas aviv bas imay. It's a new type of erva, and that new type of erva needs to have a kal v'chomer or a gzeir shavah to tell me that it's aser. Okay. So the Gemara later brings the lav of al tachal espitcha lahaznoisa. And the Gemara says, Yochel b'koyin ha-meseh espita l'levi Yisrael ha-kosu medaber, Talmud loymer la-haznoiso, b'chilul she-biznus ha-kosu medaber, b'moyser espitoi shaloi l'shem ishus. So a person gives over his daughter, Rashi says, la-odam l'bila snus shaloi l'shem ishus, he's over the lav of al-techal espitcha la-haznoiso. So we have a huge machloikis rishonim over here, what this lav is discussing. The Shita from the Rambam, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Loisa Se Shin Nun Hei, and in the Yara Chazoka Hilchas Ishas Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet, holds that kol bia without Kiddushin, any bia that an Isha has without Kiddushin, is included in the Slav of Al Techal Esbitcha Lahaznoisa. And the Rambam says that that's also part of the Lav of Loisia Kiddesha Mi Bnei Yisrael. Kiddesha means... So aznus without kedushin. Why does the Torah koifel the issus? The Rambam is marach. Why the Torah says to laven to tell me the same thing? The shita from the Ravid over there in Hilchas Ishus is that kedesha and al techal esbitchal aznoise is only mufkeres lechol adam. It's not a one times nus. If you're mafkir, you designate your daughter, she should be mufkeres lechol adam, that gives her a shame kdesha, and that's al techal esbitchal aznoise. The shita from the Ramban, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs over there in Shurish, and also in Shurish Chamishi, the Ramban says, if you look at the Torah, when the Torah says lahaznoise, znus means dafka with somebody that there's no tfisas kedushin, like with a goy, like with an eved, like with chayvei krisus. That's if she's mizana, if she lives with somebody that there's no tfisas kedushin to that person, then you're over this lav. Because the isser is only beloshen znus. And it says lahaznoisa, and that's what's called a bias nus. So what is the Ramban is moisif, so what does it mean al techal es bitcha? What does it have to do with the father? It's a special lav that the father has to give his daughter over to somebody that there's no tfisas kedushin to that person. Because that's called al techal es bitcha lahaznoisa. Now the Ramban asks a kash on the Rambam. According to the Rambam, that every bias pnuya is called as nus, al tchal bitchal as noisa, so that's going to be Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, that pani abal pnuya is aso zoyna. And we don't hold aso zoyna, so how could the Rambam say that that's called al tchal bitchal as noisa? So the Mizrahi on the Pasik of al tchal bitchal as noisa says, pshat in the Rambam like this. The Rambam held Bishlam Lagabi the Isser Zoyna Lakoyin, where the Isha gets a name of a Zoyna. That's Tafka, if the Isha was Nivellus to somebody that there's no Tfisus Kedushin, then she's called a Zoyna. Upon Yabal Pnuya will not give the Isha a shame Zoyna Lakoyin. But whether the B is characterized and called as nus, of course it's a B is nus. So therefore, al tchal es bitchal as noisa will include any B is nus. But the Isha will not be called a zayna. Now, the Rambam is masbir, the yisod of Isser of B is nus, of leisizna aretz umola aretz zima, is because if you're going to allow your daughter to be muchenes, to be boil anybody that comes away, so we will never know who the father is. It comes out that the whole yichus will be completely mixed up. And nimtza av noisei bitoi va'av noisei ach noisei esachoisei. So that's the Rambam shita in this lav of al techalas bitcha. According to this, the makna in the kuntres achron in reish simin kuv chavov says there's going to be a moridik and nafkamina. Since the Rambam says the reason is of al techalas bitcha las noisei is because if she has a child, it's going to be nimtza ach noisei esachoisei. It comes out that you're not going to be over bahara only by Gmar Bia, because even though Lagabi all other Arayis, Avada, it's totally Hara is also your Oiver, that we learn out Yalfusis, but since over here the whole Pshat and the Isser, it's not the Etzem Bia that's Aser, it's the Gmar Bia, because the Gmar Bia, you're going to be Moila children, and you won't know who the Yichas of the children are. So Oibazoi, there's not going to be an Isser. The Minchas Chinuch wants to say in Tufkuf Nun Tes, another Nafkamina, you won't have the lav if you give your daughter over to a Ptsua Daka or a Kroy Shavcha. And another Nafkamina, you won't have the lav by a Ktano or by a Soros or by an Islandess. Because since all of these is not Shaykh that they will have children, so therefore the Tama Isser is that there shouldn't be any children, and therefore you won't have this Isser. Now, the Ravid in Hilchus Ishus asks on the Shitas HaRambam, so how come by Oinus and Mefata, the Ma'anis and the Mefata has to pay Knas? Since there's a Chi of Malkus because of the Isser Lysia Kadesha, the Halach is Ein Loikim U'Mishalmim. So the Ravid says, it's a riot his Pshat, that only by Mufkeres over our love, Stama Bias Nus, you're not over the love. So by Onsoi Pita is talking about where she wasn't Mufkeres Lakoil, and you weren't over the love, and that's why you pay. So the Ramam is a Pella, the Ramam needs a Yishuv. So if you look at the Lecha Mishnah, in Hilchas Malacha, the Lecha Mishnah is Medaik from Loshna Rambam. That the Rambam Gufa is saying that from Einis Umafata, I would learn that since the Torah says the father gets the Knas, must be that there's no Issa Malkus. So the Rambam is saying, therefore, we learn like this. The Chi of Knas of Einis Umafata is only when a Mikra happened. The father had nothing to do with it. She didn't prepare herself as Nus. A Maisa happened. So the Maisa happened when it's not Motsi. There's no lav of Lysia Kadesh, and there's no lav of Al Techalas Bitcha Laz Noisa. But if she is Muchen Liznus, she goes out and she's looking for it, or he's Mafker Liznus, in that case, there's Taka going to be Malkus Lysia Kadesh, and there's Taka not going to be a Knas of Oinus Mufata. That's the Mahaluch Tefem for the Rambam. So the Gemara continues with a new lav of al techalas bitcha las noisa, that you should not, a person, Rabbi Lezer Oymer zeh hamesias biti lezokin, you should not marry off a young girl to an older person. And it's kepaskin in Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Bey's Ebenezer halachates, lo yisa bocher zekena, veloy zokin yalda, shedover zeh goyim leznus. Like Rashi says, because there's a taiva for znus, and if it's not fulfilled, the person's going to look for znus somewhere else. So that's why it's part of this lav of al techalas bitcha las noisa, meisi biti lezaken. So if you look at the yavitz in the haoris in the back, he says tzarichin sheinis harim bezeh. We don't see that when Nizar daughters do marry Canaan. So the Yavit says that Zokin Lagabi, this has nothing to do with age. It has to do with Ein Loi Gvuras Anoshim. He doesn't have the koyaf to do Bia. So therefore, when we say over here that Bitoi cannot marry Zokin, it means somebody that can't do Bia. But it has nothing to do with age. So it could be a Ben Shishim. It could be somebody, as long as he has koychoi of Gvuras Anoshim, she's allowed to get married. That's the Chiddush over here from Yavitz. Now, if you look at the Chelkas Mechoikik on the Shulchan Aruch, Oisir Aleph, the Chelkas Mechoikik says, Ayin Sefer Chasidim, She'ein Iser Bedover Imhi Misratza Lekach, and he brings a Maisa, the Psula Achas Nisiz Lezokin, Ashi Oisa Chafetza, the Yotsu Mehem Bonim Talmidei Chachomim. And that's what the Beis Shmuel quotes him also. So it's going to come out that that's going to be also a Gevaldige Kula, that it says over here, the Aruch HaShulchan just adds in Siv Vav that Kol Zeh Kishiroitzu Bei Be'emes. But let's say sometimes, unfortunately, she wants to get married to him because he has Ashirus. Chalila, that's going to cause Nus, and that we don't allow. So the Gemara on Amid Beis, Ayin Vav Amid Beis, says that Hamesi Ishul of Noi Cotton is also part of this Aveir over here of Laman Sfois HaRoves Atzmeya. We're going to speak about it in a second. So Gemara asks Sakasha that it says that a Mesion, if you marry off your children, Samuch Lepirkon, Olav HaKosav Oy Mabiyadatik Yishol Ma'olecha. So Gemara answers, Samuch Lepirkon Shani. So the Pashas in the Gemara, Rashi says, Adayin Ketanim Haim, Samuch Lepirkon, but it's okay because a year or a half a year before he becomes a gadol, side the ketana is okay because that will not cause nus. So Tosis asks Akasha, that's mashma that's going on b'noi also. Frank Tosis and Yevamis, it's mashma that a cotton like tekinu le nisuin. So it seems that it is a bias nus. So Tosis says v'yeshleima d'loy chashav mi a bilas nus. Damer parakah koisiv. The cotton she see other isha ksubasa kayemes. So it's not the nisu. It's this nisuin is not chal, but they could live together, and it's not a bias nus. Pela gadol. The Rambam in Hilchas Ishas Perik Yud Aleph Halacha Vav. The Rambam says v'chein cotton loy tiknu loy chacham nisuin hayol v'soifri lovi li de nisuin gemurim with neiman tiknu nisuin liktana be kadesh lo yinigu ba minik hefker. The ein masien es hakotten ad sheboitkin oisoi v'yoideya shehevi simonim. It's the chapella mufurish in Rambam that you're not, there is no, we do not allow nisuin to a cotton until you check him and you know that he has simonim. How is the Rambam going to learn Al Gemara? Now Al Gemara says that samuch lepirkon for a cotton is okay. And the Rambam seems to be learning, not like Al Gemara. Compound the question. The Rambam and Hilchas Yisurei Bia, Perikof Aleph, Halacha Chafei, Mitzvahs Chachamim, Lahasi Adam Banov Ubnoisov, samuch lepirkon, Shem Yenichon, Yavoyli Deiz Nusayhir, Valzen Amu Pakaratan Avechol Eisechto, which is exactly our Gemara, that samuch lepirkon is good. So the Rambam over there says that you're not allowed to marry off a cotton, Acha Boykin Oisav Yodeya Shehevi Simonim, Vitzorachian. So the Yad David and the Keren Oyrin Yavamis learned that the Rambam holds that samuch lepirkon over here does not mean before he becomes a gadol. It means before the Iker Zman Nisuin Be'ish. Like in the Shulchan Aruch Paskin Simen Aleph, Halacha Gimel, Mitzvah Al Kol Adam Shiisa Isha Ben Yud Ches. V'amakdim Lisa Ben Yud Gimel, Mitzvah Min Amufchor. Avol Koydim Yud Gimel Lo Yisa Da'avi Kiznus. So what the Rambam is saying is that samuch lepirkon means at the latest that a person should marry off their child, he should make sure when he's samuch to the age of 18. And the Keren Oyer is masber. Why isn't the mitzvah chal right away when you're gimel, like any other mitzvah that a person when he gets bar mitzvah is chal? So he says, since the ikar of the mitzvah of getting married is the yishuv oilam, to have children, so he's only mechuyev when he becomes an ish b'yishuv ha'olam, and he's able to bring children into this world, and that's not at the age of Yud Gimel. So the Gemara says over here on Amud Beis that somebody who is machzer aveda lekusi to a goy, olav hakosav oimer leman svois harova es atzmeya. Unbelievable Rashi. Rashi says that what is Rava is considered Akum or considered Rava. Rava means satiated. They're happy, tzifridin, happy-go-lucky. Why? Because they're not tzmeim li yoitzram. They don't have a thirst to always steig, to always be doing more for the borei olam. Tzmeya zuknesis Yisrael.
Shetzmeya uteeva liyiras yoitzra ulekayim mitzvoisov. So, if you equate a goy and a Yisrael, because the Torah says you're supposed to give back an aveda to Yisrael, not to a goy. And you say, what's the difference, a goy or Yisrael? So what you're doing is you're putting goyim, a rova, on the same plane as a tzmeya, as Knesset Yisrael. So that's the lav, that's the Yisrael over here of Laman Svois, harova es hatzmeya. The question is, what does this have to do with the other two things over here? It says, Macy es bita lezokin, Macy isha lebnoi akotin. Over there, it's Laman Svois Harovas Atzmeya, right? The person who's a bita, the bita is tzmeya, the zokin is not tzmeya, the cotton is tzame, the isha is not tzmeya. Well, what does that have to do with Machzor Aved Lagoy? So I think the pshat over here in Rashi is that what's the pshat Machzor Aved Lagoy? Machzor Aved Lagoy means you're not doing a mitzvah in order for the rotzen of the Borei Olam. You're doing a mitzvah not to satisfy yourself, not for the Borei Olam. What comes out is that even when you do a mitzvah, you're not doing it because you're a tzame, because if you do it because you're a tzame, then you wouldn't be machzor and aved lagoy. So you're doing it you're doing it as somebody who's a rove, and that's l'man svois harove es hatzmeya. Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph Hilchas Gzeilu v'aved Alocha Gimel says the iser to be machzor aved lagoy mipnei shemachzik yidei rishei ha'olam. It's a whole different shot than Rashi over here. What does that have to do with Laman Svois HaRova Satzmeya? So the answer, according to the Rambam, Svois HaRova, the Sma says over there, pshat, like the Targum, that it's like you're a shoyge, you think you're doing a good thing. You're misguided in your priority, so you think you're doing a good thing. So you have a din of a shoygik, so the Rabbi Shalom is going to add this Avera B'shoygik to your Averas B'mezit. The Rambam over there continues, in Yud Alef Gzeila, that imich ziru lakadish es Hashem, kidei she yifaru es Yisrael, v'yedu shehem bali emuno, hareza mishubach. You're giving back the aveda, not to be machzik the goy. You're giving it back so that they should know that Jews are bali emuno, they're trustworthy people, and they're a special nation, that ama nifkar, that's hareza mishubach, and azay paskin de shulchan aruch, and choshem mishpah, reish samach vav aleph. Now the Marsham in Chelek Hesim in Mem Aleph says a tremendous chiddush, that what if the Yisrael is doing it for the goy because he wants to have a toiva from the goy back? So he says it's not any more chomer this iser than leisachonim. Leisachonim means you're not letting stam give matnas chinam to a goy. But if your purpose in giving the goy is not for the goy, it's so that you should find favor in the goy and the goy should give you back. So then it's not called leisachonim. So over here also there wouldn't be an iser in mimachzor aveda to a goy. So the iser of mimachzor aveda to goy is only if you're doing it because you want to do a righteous deed. You want to do ma'isim toivim. But not if you have your own motives involved over here. That's the chiddush over here from the Marsham. And there's something very, very relevant in this Gemara also, b'negeya shaduchim. The Gemara says one of the isurim is mashe bitei begeris. You leave an old daughter to become old. Rabbi Akiva Amar is a mashe bitei begeris. You're causing her to end up being mizana. So the Gemara, the Mefarshim don't understand over here. What do you mean, Masha Bita Begeris? A Begeris is Bershus Atzma Linose. She could go ahead and get married to whoever she wants. So what does it mean? You're Iver and Isser, the father is Iver and Isser, if he leaves his daughter Begeris around. How could he be Iver? So the Aruch Haner says over here, Pshat, that what it means is, every time the girl comes home from a Shidduch, she discusses it at home, and the father says, ah, that's who you want to marry? No, that doesn't pass. That's not a good shidduch for you. You have to wait for something better. So the father is being meyayitz his daughter for his own benefit because he wants his daughter around. That's why it's Rosh Aram, like Rashi says, he wants his daughter around to be mishamisher him. So the father is giving an eitzah to his daughter not to get married. And that's the Hemshcha Gemara over here. Havizor min ayoyetzcho lefi darkoi. The father is being meyayitz his daughter, but it's not for his daughter's benefit, it's for his own benefit. How relevant is that? The Marsha asks this kasha also, and he says, you know what the father does? The father says, oh, one second, don't get married yet. I'm going to give you an idunya. You're going to have a nan if you wait. I have a business deal. Wait another year until the business flourishes a little bit. Meanwhile, she becomes an old girl. And what was his purpose? His purpose was for his own benefit. The Gemara continues, Tana Rabbanan ha'oyev es shcheinov u'makarev es kroivov anoyse es bas ha'choysoi v'amal v'sel ol'oni b'shas toichoi olav ha'kosov oimer os tikrov Hashem yane. So Rashi says, since it says before in the Pasuk alay prois l'rov lachmecha u'mi psorcha al tisalim. So psorcha al tisalim, that's you marry your niece, it's psorcha al tisalim. Makarev es kroivov is also mi psorcha al tisalim. Oyev es shcheinov is like Makarvis Kroivov. Why? Because it says Toiv Shochin Korov Me'ach Roch, like a Pasuk in Mishlei. So according to Rashi, you see a tremendous Kiddush. Mipsorcha Altis Aleim is not totally in a relative over here, a blood relative that has to do with Hilchus Eidus, what's called your Basar in Hilchus Eidus. Because a Korov, even though the Pasuk in Mishlei says it's great to have a good shochin more than it is to have an ach rochay, but it doesn't mean that a shochin is your blood relative. It just means that a shochin is a good thing to have. So when it says over here in Rashi that oyev eshchenov, you get the brocha of this pasuk of os tikrav Hashem yane. Why? Because it's included in mipsorcha al tisalim. You see that mipsorcha al tisalim includes anybody that's close to you, and therefore a shochin is included in mipsorcha al tisalim. Now I do have to say over a chiddush that the Beis Halevi said, and it's said over in Brisk a lot because it was negayah to them. They say that the Briskarov was very very makariv a certain karov of his. And even though that Karov's hashkafas were completely the opposite of what the Briskarov held, so the Briskarov said like this, there's two times, he said over from the Beis Halevi, there's two times in the Torah it says Al Tisalim. One time it says by Aveda, and by Aveda the Gemara darshins Visalam to Pomim Shatam Isalim. Sometimes you could look away from Aveda by Zokaveda Lufich Voidai. The other time it says in the Torah Mibsorcha Al Tisalim. And over there's no pomim sha'ata misalim. There is no heter to look away from a korev. A korev, there's a lav of altis alim. There's an iser of altis alim. One has to be makarev is korev, regardless of whatever the hashkafa might be. Now, continuing on this theme of shalom bias, we have an al gemara over here. Ha'oyev es ishtoi kegufoi v'mechabde yoisi migufo. Is the Gemara says a tremendous bracha v'yadati shalom alecha. So Pashas, you learn this Gemara, it sounds like a hanhaga toiva. It sounds like it's a good thing. The Torah is giving you an eitzah toiva, a hanhaga toiva. If you look at the Lashon Rambam in Perek Tezvov Hilkas Ishus, halacha yutes, v'chein tzivu chachomim sheyia odam mechabed es ishte yesa migufoi v'oyevoi kegufoi. So from the Rambam, it's not just an hoga toiva, v'chein tzivu chachomim. The Magen Mishnah says that the Mokar is from our Gemara. The Nusach over here in the Maram in Rutenberg, chayiv b'chvoy de yoyse migufoy. So we have over here that it's not just a mila, it's just not just an hoga toiva, it's a chiyuv and it's a tzivui. Now what is that tzivui encompass? So the Rambam's Loshen is, if a person has a lot of money, whatever money a person has, he should give her, he should always look to be marba in his toiva, in her toiva, kifi her mom, kifi the mom that he has. Rashi over here says, mechabdo b'tachshitin noyim. It sounds dafka in something that's very specialized for an isha, like tachshitin, which is special for an isha. That's where the mitzvah of mechabda yoytze migufa implies.
I once heard that someone was eating Rav Shmuel Yankiv Bornstein Zatzal, and he caught a pickle, and he cut a pickle into two, and he looked and he said, "Let me see which is the bigger half." He gave the bigger half of the pickle to his wife. So I don't know if that goes with the Rashi or that goes with Stam. There's an Inyan Mechalik Rama Mechav the Yosim Gufa and anything, because according to Rashi Tachshitim Noim, I don't know if it would include a pickle would go into that also. So now we are at the end of the Gemara over here, the Maskana, right before the Mishnah. We have a Machloikis Chamoisi La'achar Misa. According to Rabbi Shmuel, Chamoisi La'achar Misa is Besreifa. And Rabbi Kiva says, Isura Ba'alma. So the Shaila over here is, when Rabbi Morris says, Rabbi Kiva says, Isura Ba'alma. Why? Because Rabbi Kiva darshins, the word Esen means both of them, the two of them, Eshteyem. So it's only when the Isha is alive, then you have the Issa Chamoisai, but when she's not alive, you don't have the Issa Chamoisai. So what does this mean? Rashi says, Im Ishti Kayemes Tisorif Chamoisai, Vim Lav Einkan Oynish Sreifa, Ela Issa Oru Shoichiv Im Chaisantai. So in Rashi is Mavur, the Issa is not an Issa from Sreifa, but an Issa from Oru, is Meduyik in Rashi, and Azay State in Ramban, in Ritva, in Rajba, on Yivamis Tzadik Ches, that is, there is no Isser Chorus altogether. It's a new Isser called Orer Shoytev Im Chaisantai. Toisvis in Yevomis Sadik Dalon and Beis says, of course, the Miut over here is only from Sreifa. This is the Pasuk of Sreifa, Oisiv the Esen. So that's Nismait when after Mises Ishtay, there's no Sreifa. Abravada, Olav, and a Chorus there'll be. The Rambam in Perek Beis, Isura Bia Halacha Ches, the Rambam is talking about Kroivin that become Osir Machmes Ishtoi. Bo Olel La'achar Mises Ishtar, Harei Elu Bekoris, Ve'ein Be'en Mises Bezdin. Shenema Be'esh Yisrufu Oisei Ve'esen, Bezman Sheshtein Kayomis, Shein Ishtoi Ve'zusha Bola, Harei Hi Hu Ve'erven Yisrofim. O Bezman Shein Shtein Kayomis, Ein Shom Sreifa. So the Rambam is clear that there's going to be an Issa Koris, but there won't be an Issa Sreifa. So we have a huge machloik as we showing him over here in Rabbi Kiva, what's going to be by Chamoisi La'achar Mises Ishtoi. According to the Rambam, there'll be a Chiyuv Koris, and there's just a Miyut from Sreif, and according to Rashi and the Shari Shainin, there's going to be no Isser Koris, it's only going to be an Isser of Oror. The Ramban and the Rajman Mechiyuv from Loshnei Gemara. Loshnei Gemara over here is Isura Ba'alma. Isura Ba'alma is not Mashma like Tosfos or like the Rambam. It's Mashma that's just a Stam and Isser like Rashi, that it's Israel's Oror. Now, what is the Rambam and Tosfos going to hold? So the Yad Ramah says, they're going to say that Legabi Sreifa, which is a Mises Bezdin, by a regular Chamoisai, when Elachar Mises Ishtoi, since it's not an Isser Sreif, it's just an Isser Chorus, so that's what we call an Isser Ba'alma, juxtaposed to an Isser Chorus, it's called an Isser Sreif, it's called an Isser Ba'alma. Now, according to Tosfos, it's Poshit, that the same thing is going to be by Eim Chamoisai and Eim Chamov. If the wife dies, it's going to be Balav Koris, because it's the same parsha. Chamoisai, Eim Chamoisai, Eim Chamov are all going to be Nismayit from Sreif, and it's going to be the same parsha. But according to Rashi, L'chayra, the Isra of Oru Shoichim Chaisantoi is only going to be by Chaisantoi. So where are you going to have by Chamoisai? Where are you going to have an Isra by Eim Chamoisai, Eim Chamoisai? And to say that Eim Chamoisai is more Chamor than Chamoisai doesn't make any sense, right? So therefore, the Ramban and the Rashi say, you're going to have to say, according to Rashi, that Eim Chamoisai and Eim Chamov is also Bechlau Oru Shoichiv Im Chaisantoi. So there's going to be an unbelievable nafkamina between this Machloikis Rishonim. If, let's say, La'achar Mises Ishtoi, the Baal goes ahead and wants to be Mekadosh, his mother-in-law. So according to the Rambam, that there's a Chiyuv Koris, Avada Kedusha won't be Toifus. But according to Rashi, that there's only an Isser Or, and there's no Chiyuv Koris, according to these Rishonim, the Ramban and the Rashba, L'chayra Kedushin should be Toifus. So the Dogomer Vav, the Noidi Behuda, on Simon Tezvav in Hilchas Ishus, Ois Tez, Sif Tezvav,
Over there, it just says that is aim ishtoi and is also in our Torah. Zok the tmiyani ma'od al kol rishonim achronim shuli ergishu klal lechalik. Shar chamoisi lacha misas ishtoi like the Ramban and the Rashi is not b'misa, not b'koras, and not even b'lav. It's only b'iser oror. So oibazoi, if you makadish chamoisi lacha misas ishtoi, it's the double revolver. You should need a get me suffik. So why? Well, how come nobody was margish it? This is his kasha. So Rav Shach wants to say a tremendous chiddush. He says, L'chayra, we should have another nafkamina between this machloikis. If the vlad is going to be a mamzer, if somebody marries his chamoisi, l'acham is his ishtoi. So by chayvi krisis, there's a mamzer. By not by chayvi krisis, there's no mamzer. So how come the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Dalet, Sif Yud Gimel, says mamzer is going to, from all the arayas, you're going to get a mamzer, chayvi krisis, and he's saying shayla z'noi b'yuda. He doesn't say that by chamoisi, l'acham is his ishtoi, there won't be a mamzer. So he wants to be mechadish that the reason why there's no tfisas kedushin by an erva and why there's a vlad mamzer by an erva is not because of the chorus. Not the chorus is the siba for the din. The siba for the din is because an isha is called an erva. And in an erva, you cannot have tfisas kedushin. And an erva makes a mamzer. So even though la'achar mises ishtei by chamoisai, it doesn't have the onish chorus. It's only a miut in the oinish, in the punishment. But the isha herself retains her shame erv of chamoisai. And since the shame erv of chamoisai is what causes the not tvisas kedushin and what causes the mamzeris, so that will remain. Now, there seems to be another machloikis over here. The Rambam says that this miut of Rabbi Akiva, of chamoisai, la'achar mises ishtoi, is not only by chamoisai. The Rambam says, by all the arayas, right? Let's say, ervas ishu bita, the daughter of your wife, and your wife dies, there is not going to be a chiv sreifa. It's going to be a miut that it's only going to be a chiv koras and not a chiv sreifa. And the shari shoinim don't bring this chilik. They say this is a special din over here by chamoisai. So the svara is that they go l'shitasai. Bishlam, according to the Rambam learns that this is a miut in sreifa. Everything else stays intact. The regular chayvei krisis only meet in sreifa. So the Rambam holds, since the makar, the source of the chiyuv sreifa, by all these sheish arayis, bitei bas panoi, and bas ishtoi, it's all from the sreifa that it says by chamoisai. And by chamoisai, there's a miut that it's only when the wife is alive. So hu adin. By all the other sheish arayis that are also machmas ishtoi, it's only when the ishtoi is alive. Masha ain't came the Ramban and the Rashba and Rashi, they learn that it's not a miut in the Sreifa, it's a miut in the whole Chamoisai, that Chamoisai doesn't have a chorus, it doesn't even have a lav, it's a special din, it's a new din of Oru Shoichavim Chaisantoi. So it's Mistavra that din Oru is only by Chamoisai. Masha ain't came by Bas Ishtoi, or by Bitoi, what's the difference? By Bas Ishtoi, all the other arayis that are also Machmas Ishtoi, why should we learn that out and say that there's a miut that if the wife dies, you don't have the Isra of Bas Ishtoi anymore? Over there, we know there's a Chi of Chorus, Elamai, there should be a miut in Sreifa. We never find that the miut is a miut in Sreifa. It's a miut in the whole Shem Erva after Mises Ishtoi, which we don't find by Bas Ishtoi.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Maclemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.